These sculptures show us that the institution of kingship arose among the Maya and had much earlier roots. It's known to us from these distinctive Olmec art styles centered on a half-jaguar, half-human figure. The transformation of a human as a shaman from human into supernatural beast. The jaguar symbolized rain and fertility and the power of shamans in ancient Mesoamerican society. The Olmec grafted this ancient ideology of the jaguar onto new ideas about kingship, whereby the king was a shaman ruler with awesome supernatural powers. And right from the beginning of this society, powerful shamanistic rituals involving hallucinogens, the ritual spilling of blood, and public ceremonies of bloodletting, as well probably as human sacrifice, became dominant themes that were to be dominant in later Mesoamerican civilization. The Olmec traditions of civilization were diverse. They had their home in many different chiefdoms, but they crystallized into a variety of flamboyant and brilliant later civilizations. And the best known, and perhaps the most fascinating of all of them, is the civilization of the ancient Maya. A civilization which was discovered by an American traveler, John Lloyd Stephens, and revealed to an astonished world in 1841, a civilization which had never been completely forgotten by the people who created it, whose descendants still live in the rainforest to this day, but a civilization that archaeologically was explored for a century or so before the decipherment of Maya glyphs in the 1970s and 80s have completely transformed our understanding of this most complex and flamboyant society. Ancient Maya civilization originated among humble village communities in the densely forested lowlands, sometime during the second millennium BC. Over the centuries, some Maya communities came under the rule of important kin leaders who controlled trade and ritual life. During the first millennium BC, as Olmec itself was beginning to go into decline, Maya society rapidly developed into a series of competing small city-states. Right from the beginning, these states centered on large ceremonial centers. Two early examples arose in the southern Yucatan, at Nacpi and El Mirador. Now, Nacpi in particular was very important. It reached the height of its importance between 650 and 300 BC, long before the classic Maya civilization of the first millennium AD. But right from the beginning, this center, this city, it was nothing less, was a sacred place of pyramids and platforms and plazas, a setting for ceremonies, a symbolic depiction of the cosmos, was adorned with carvings of the Maya god Celestial Bird, and with all kinds of symbols, not writing, but symbols of an emerging Maya kingship. There was the beginnings of an emergence of lords who were shamans and rulers. El Mirador had better water supplies than Nacpi, which was 8.5 miles away. Nacpi was slightly earlier, and as it faded, so El Mirador grew into a city covering 6 square miles. A huge complex of pyramids, temples, and plazas, with the largest pyramid rising more than 210 feet above the plain. Surrounded by intensive agricultural activity, between 150 BC and AD 50, El Mirador became the most powerful of all Maya city-states. And then suddenly, it collapsed.